when your son is poked and called taco, enchilada? What did you bring today, Nacho?
One after another, parents of minority students at Saline area schools shared how their children have been discriminated in the past. Parent Adrian Idaola told a crowd of about 125 parents at Liberty School that his child, who is of Mexican descent, was the victim of racist remarks at the district. While many listened closely with tears in their eyes, at least one person was not compassionate. Listen closely to what a Caucasian man told Idaola while he was speaking.
But I remember when I went to his bedroom to say goodnight, and he was crying because of the abuse that he was enduring in this school system.
Then why didn't you stay in Mexico?
That's indicative of what these kids are experiencing. That's indicative of what our kids are experiencing. Comments like that. And that's, no, he's sharing a story right now. And that's indicative of what our kids are experiencing. So this is the type of community that our kids come to school with.
The controversial remark was made by parent Tom Bertel. In case you missed it, he asked Idaola, then why didn't you stay in Mexico? As you just heard, Bertel quickly ignited anger among the crowd. Many in the crowd started crying, and one woman even held her chest as if she was going to faint. Parent Brian Bright, who is African-American, quickly got up and made a statement.
We're starting to raise these young men and women to be productive members of society. But we're accepting racist acts. Let's call it what it is. It's not a microaggression.
Bertel brushed off criticism and added that minorities are racist against white people when they form groups like La Raza and the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. He also believes that no one was hurt by the comments made against black people on social media in January that led the district to host a community meeting to discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion.
This training is ludicrous, okay? You think you're going to change somebody's opinion that if you're white, and you're a member of a group that you shouldn't defend your own group. You defend your own group, and that's
right.
Great.
You're proving my point.
No, you're saying some. You think that you can go give somebody a stupid class, and then they're going to change their opinion.
No.
Give me a break.
Jessica Gonilla has children who attend Saline area schools. She was one of the many people who gasped when Bertel made his comment.
It shows me that he's a white supremacist. Everything he said coming after that tells me he thinks that white people are superior to every other race, and that's not acceptable.
I tried interviewing Bertel after the meeting, but he refused to speak with me because he said I'm fake news. He responded to another reporter's media request in the same manner. I did speak with parent Adrian Idaola after the meeting, who took the opportunity to explain what Bertel's comment meant to him.
It's not the first time that I hear that, and it hurts because it's a sign of ignorance. And with ignorance, there's a denial of knowledge. Knowledge brings you acceptance.
Saline Area Schools Superintendent Scott Graydon says the district already has a plan in motion to address racist incidents, such as the negative comments that were made by some of their students on social media last month.
We started a committee last January, so a little over a year ago, in an effort to really address some of the issues of systemic racism in our community, in our society, and try to figure out ways we can improve. And while we're working and getting a lot done, and we've shared that with the community, clearly there's a lot of work to do and there's a lot more we can do.
Graydon added that the district is still investigating the racist remarks made on social media, and while he can't comment on specific students, usually when an investigation takes place, students are excluded from school until the investigation is over. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.